Well, Morena, Monday the 25th of May, how did we get here? Oh, I tell you, it's like my planner is nearly at halfway. When I open it, it does sit flat. It's part of the design. But anyway, it's the year is just rocking on by. And I've had a couple of extraordinary weeks. I've got all this really cool delivery with really cool people. Oh, and I had an amazing event last week with all these beautiful early childhood centre managers and, you know, just beautiful people that just deeply care about little beautiful children. Isn't that lovely? Oh, it was lovely. It was a lovely room to be in. It was beautiful. And they were talking about all the things they were doing to, you know, make sure that they could provide the best services for tamariki. And, oh, I was so lit up when I left. I was so excited about the care and the level of commitment these people had. It was fucking awesome. And then I've had the most amazing weekend. Caught up with two friends, had an amazing weekend, and that was cool. And just got to catch up. I love it when you catch up with old friends. And we just kind of mooched around and just all yabbered and all sort of went, oh, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And I've got a problem with that. What do you think? And all three of us are self-employed. And it was just a lovely opportunity to kind of blob out. And we just did, you know, we just walked and ate and laughed and talked and shared. And it was just lovely. And then we thought, you know, well, we've mooched around enough and in our track pants. So now it's time we did something. So off we went and went to the Billie Eilish movie. Oh, my God, I'm so inspired by Billie Eilish. Look out, there's a blog coming. I'm writing a blog about the power of the influence that these musicians have. It's so exciting. And what their identity is about. I'm really blown away. But anyway, that's coming to an inbox near you. And so I saw that movie and it's incredible. And I've always been a fan of Billie Eilish because I think she's just such an incredible super freak human. She's amazing. Really creative, really beautiful, really authentic, really genuine. And I watched a documentary years ago about her beautiful family and how she was raised and how cool she is. And then this is an amazing doco. You're at her concert. So I'm a big fan of seeing movies in theatres, because you get the surround sound and you get the enormous screen and, you know, you're like, holy shit, like it was pretty extraordinary. I love that. And then got to mooch around in Wellington. Then I had a tarot card reading. It was quite gorgeous. Met this gorgeous woman called Maria. And I love a card reading. And really interesting, the shit she picked up. Anyway, so that was quite lovely. And then here I am on Monday morning going, holy moly, what's happening? And again, I've got a lot of work on because I've got a lot of events coming up and they take a lot of, you know, briefings and shit. So today, Mikayla and I, we're planning a very, very, very big event for women in property early in 2027. It's a huge event, huge, biggest event I've ever run, and I'm fucking excited about it. So we're doing a lot of work on that at the moment. It's extraordinary. So and I've been and visited venues last week, and so we're doing all kinds of work on that. So I'm excited that our whole morning is just, you know, clear the table, get out the large bits of paper and brainstorm and get really clear on what we're doing. So that's pretty exciting. And we've created a sponsorship proposal for amazing people to be involved. And oh my God, it's going to be extraordinary. So that's exciting. I love new things. So that's a very big new, and it's a dream. It's been a dream of mine to run this event. And I'm going to have 800 women in a room. Imagine. Isn't that, some of you are going, that's a fucking nightmare, Lisa. I'm like, that is pretty exciting. So the whole event is about motivate, educate, and celebrate women in property. And I cannot wait. Anyway, it's a secret, so don't tell anyone. I'm not supposed to talk about it yet, but I can't help my wee self. In the afternoon, I've got lots of lovely mentoring. And then, I'm off to my osteopath. Now, interestingly, on page 152 today of the planner, the quote says, fall in love with taking care of yourself. And this was a big topic for my friends and I over the weekend, talking about, because, you know, fucking old age is motivating, men. Old age is motivating. Like, if I'm 56 this year, and it's really motivating. And I used to hate exercise because it sort of hurt. And I've never been a cardio queen, you know. I loved a bit of aerobics. So I was quite into my cardio then. I love dance. But I find, you know, I'll go for a run. Fuck off. Like, I can't be bothered. Hurts. You know, hurts. Everything jiggles and it hurts. And my face gets red and I don't like it. And I get a headache. So I've never been a big exerciser. I'm a big mover, but I'm not a big exerciser. I don't know if that makes sense. But what I'm interested in is I was talking to my friend Amy, and we were talking about exercise, and I said, now that I'm 55, I exercise because it's a privilege and my body can, and I'm excited about what my body can do rather than a chore. So exercise is no longer a chore. And I'm really interested in what I can do now that 70-year-old Lisa is going to be so happy about. And so I'm literally falling in love with taking care of myself. And my big focuses, I've got a couple of big focuses. One is strength, because I really want to be strong. So getting up off the floor without using your hands, and just constantly getting up off the floor, like using your body weight, and I think is really extraordinary. So I'm really big on strength, like, and little micro things like doing squats while you clean your teeth and doing, you know, like calf raises, like bouncing on your toes and stuff while I dry my hair. And so I'm into building up muscles and engaging all those things, and inside and outside, you know, getting your pelvic floor tight. Fuck, you don't want that collapsing piss on the floor. That's not a good look, Lisa, is it? No. You know, and for someone who laughs like I do, my God, you've got to get your pelvic floor up and Adam, don't you? Otherwise I'll be wet trousers. That's no good. Flexibility, really important. Flexible in my mind and my body is becoming more and more and more important. The older I get, I'm really nervous about becoming rigid. Rigidity. Bleh. Rigidity is awful. And I don't want to be rigid in my body, and I don't want to be rigid in my beliefs. So every time I hear myself being rigid about something, I'm over it. So I'm really into being flexible. And being flexible is just like doing lovely stretches and, you know, just looking after your body. So that's why I'm going to my osteopath, because he helps me keep moving. And my beautiful friend Jackie, who's the best physio in the world, and she helps my body a lot, because she goes, Jesus, Lisa, what are you doing? You know, and I'm like, oh, what's happening here? Now, I didn't know. I thought physios, you know, I think they're amazing, but I thought they were for athletes. What I didn't know is if you own a body, you should have a physio. Go to a physio and go, what's wrong with me? And they go, well, when you stand, you're not using your ass. You know, you're not walking with your ass, you're just walking with your legs, and you're slapping your feet down instead of going heel toe, and you know all that knee bones connected to the hip bone shit. They know this stuff. So going to an exercise physiologist or someone who understands movement and getting a body assessment is a really good idea. And like just being really conscious of, are my shoulders back? Are they down? Am I engaging my thighs when I get up out of a chair? Am I squeezing my ass? Like, I just love all this. And it's a lot of coordination, right? And being in touch and being connected and coordinated is something I'm big on. So strength, flexibility, coordination, and connection are all about taking care of myself. And then there's nourishment. And I made broth on the weekend. Oh, and I made this beautiful organic broth and drank it. It was fucking heaven. And, you know, so I'm feeling really good, even though I've got a lot of work on. And I really have to amp up how much I look after myself when I'm in a busy work time, especially at the moment, winter coughs, chills, blah, blah. And, you know, you just got to look after yourself. So double down this week on looking after yourself. So my Tuesday is self-care day. So I have massage and my osteopath so that I can look after my body. Because, you know, I ask my body a lot. I ask it for a lot. I want it to carry bags. I want it to run when I'm late in airports. I want it to lift suitcases. I want it to stand on stage. I want it to do 10,000 steps a day. And so I have to look after her. You know, and I love the idea. I'm just so happy that I open my planner and it says fall in love with taking care of yourself. I'm so big on that. I just love that. Anyway, Wednesday I'm off to Auckland. So I'm speaking at a conference. Project managers, they'll have clipboards, I'm imagining. Anyway, so I get to hang out with them. Then more mentoring on Thursday, and then Friday I've given myself a day off. And a day off for me doesn't mean not working, it just means I'll probably spend the day in my pajamas writing. Writing books, writing new IP, just writing new ideas. And then I'm going to a wedding on the weekend. Aren't I lucky? And it's the old King Charles's birthday. It is King's birthday. I still struggle to not say the Queen's birthday. God bless Queen Elizabeth. So there you go. That's my busy week. Busy week. So I think the reminder for all of you is, how can you fall in love with taking care of yourself? Like, look forward to it. Be excited. Maybe you got to go and buy yourself new walking shoes. Or what's something you could do that would send a love signal to yourself? I love that. right, I want that for you. I want strength and flexibility and coordination and connection. Just sit on the floor and just give your body a little rub. Give yourself a wee rub. It's a good idea. Just give your toes a rub, your knees a rub, your ankles a rub. Go, God, look at my ankles. They're fucking gorgeous. They might be the only bony bit you've got left. You know, just turn your wrists around and go, Jesus, I'm extraordinary. My wrists go round and round. Your neck might not move anymore, but your wrists do. Be grateful. There you go. Gratitude, looking after yourself. Have a lovely week.